it's very important to not just be a little bit awake. Because if you're a little bit awake, you can think you're really awake, and then it can end up in blank. Does anyone who had a question have further questions about their question?
In describing your own experience, when you choosing whether to engage in various activities, you said you considered how distracting that will be, or where you want to put your energy. How is that different from the confusion that you say does not exist when a person is fully aware? To be debating between different possibilities is the very kind of thing that I've been going through. I wonder how that's different from...
That's a good question. Well, in awareness, there is no debate. It's clear, it has a momentum and force of its own, the commitment to awareness. And there, even though there may be things that enter in, there's never any confusion about, oh, is it this or is it that? It's clear what it is. Mm-hmm. Even though there can be a lot of emotional resonance about different issues. I remember once you saying to me, don't you care about politics, during our relationship. And I said to you, I deeply care about politics. I'm a political subversive. And then I told you how I am a political subversive. And that is in that awareness subverts everything. Mm-hmm. It subsumes everything within itself. Everything is already subsumed within it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I committed my whole life to that because I saw that this is what would give individual people the changes that would be required to change all of human society. Mm-hmm. So you see, that's the laser clarity, momentum, and force of awareness. It sees how to make huge, important changes, and it sees how to cut away everything that's in the way, separate the wheat from the chaff, to just see the bright core of what's real and what's most important. Mm-hmm.
So the difference is in the nature of the deliberative process. Instead of being in a muddle of turmoil, you're just looking and seeing things directly.
Uh-huh, very directly. Uh-huh. And, you know, like when you talked about getting up in the morning and you thinking, oh, I have these calls to make, this, that, and the other thing, and what the actual process of putting on a show like that is. Mm-hmm. I could really feel that, what you were talking about. And in awareness, the force of momentum, you might say, that in which action appears, is completely at ease. There's never any concern about getting things done, no matter how much there might appear to be to do. So, for example, I am the leader of a worldwide organization, and we have Great Freedom Centers sprouting up everywhere. People coming to the Great Freedom teaching in droves all over the world. So every day, we have a great burgeoning of activity every single day. Well, now, this would have seemed incomprehensible to me at one time, like a very stressful event. How would I ever get all these things done? But every day I wake up and everything's just here, the pure presence of everything as it is. And in it, there's really nothing happening. So it's like a totally mellow life.
Mm-hmm.
even though it appears that there's a hell of a lot happening.
It's interesting that in talking to people about this, the most committed radical person I know, who's been a great supporter of the show, both said the same thing, that becoming happy is a radical act too.
Oh, they did. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It really is. It's the most radical act. Uh-huh. Yeah. Recognizing the already happiness is the most radical act. Because everything tells us we're not happy for most of us. And it's for this reason or that reason that we're not happy. It's this point of view or that point of view that's taking away from our happiness. See, that's the problematic nature of points of view. They don't have that power. Just think of every point of view as a happy face. It has to be that simple, though, the happy face of awareness. Every point of view is a happy face, children. And why not keep it simple? Certainly this matter that is beyond utterly simple has been complicated in every manner of way, so that it's become so obscured that no one can see it. So why not get back to basics? Why not put a happy face on every point of view? See what's really going on. Allow yourself to just be as you are. Who cares what anyone else is doing? The more you gain confidence in your own happiness, the less you will care what's going on with everyone else. But at the same time, the more power and energy you will have to contribute in an extremely profound way to the world. There's nothing like being out there trying to do all kinds of great things and being absolutely impervious to what everyone else is saying and doing, and not needing anything from anyone. It's amazing. Go for it.